A social entrepreneurship outfit has launched the first of its kind artificial intelligence lab. The project is supported by tech player Nokia and has received support from the Finnish government and the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies, among others. Forge Academy says it's designed a program for South African youth that will help them engage in quality technology learning and make them fit for great employment opportunities by the end of it. Well, to tell us more about it, I'm joined on the line by Arthur Wade Anderson. He's the founder and CEO of Forge Academy. Thank you so much for joining us, Arthur. Now, you've launched this program. It's basically you describe it as a fully inclusive 4IR lab and innovation hub. It does sound quite exciting. What are the areas of learning that will be covered and where are you located?
Thank you for having us again. So we're based in four ways at the gantry. Our lab environment that we have currently focuses on 3G, 4G, 5G tech. It also includes 3D printing. It gives us artificial intelligence capabilities, as well as virtual reality and augmented reality. We see these as prominent cloud sectors in the market, and we'd love to provide these types of services to our youth from all areas.
So when did you come up with this idea? What groundwork did you need to do to realize it? And how did you eventually get the attention of Nokia? What sort of assistance have they brought to bear?
It's been a body of work since our startup in 2012, but we've been working hard in terms of making sure that all our communities have been included in the process of getting access to technology, getting access to enabling platforms and so forth. But we knew we couldn't take the journey alone. And after all these years of creating the kind of credibility that we had in the market, providing blended e-learning systems to kids in the most underserved communities in South Africa, as well as across Africa, we got into partnership with Nokia after a rigorous assessment, and it was just at the right time for us to take it forward and to provide our kids with the next level of learning.
Yeah. So what will the setup be in terms of the skilled people that you're deploying to do the teaching? Are they going to be based at the facility, or you're going to have specialists coming in at different times? How's the system going to work?
It's based in two ways. So you get people dialing in at certain times. So there will be a blended learning format, people that are in person and others, or in person delivery. And you have others that are going to be dialing in remotely. We also have lab mentors. We have lab teachers that are based at the facility. I know it's very difficult during this time of COVID, but it's important that people get access to these labs so they can have hands-on experience. So we've partnered with an incredible organization called EduExcellence, and they are leaders in this space, and they are helping us build this pedagogy of creating a structure that it not only allows the learners coming out of high school as well as graduate students, but also creates opportunities for small or existing businesses that are stepping into this new industry and giving them an opportunity to build upon what their existing skill sets are, as well as help them build their businesses and give them access to finance and so forth.
Yeah. Now, you're very specific that you're targeting youth. What age range will you be taking in for learning? How can people get into the program? And is there a minimum qualification requirement? What are the cost implications?
So what we're currently doing, in South Africa, the youth is labeled as 18 to 35. So anybody under the age of 35 but over 18 will have access to this program. They will go through a rigorous boot camp. We're currently running a boot camp today where 55 learners are going through it and only 25 will be selected. So we are not only looking at the trick results, we're looking at aptitude and attitude as well. So in combination, so we need to see and identify the talent within the youth before we can include them in the program. So right now, like I said, the next step for us really is to make sure that there are a larger footprint of kids being included in this. So we can, because of the VR, because of the e-learning, we are able to get an international footprint. We're including kids from all over South Africa in this program. But we're starting out at four ways and as our physical lab. But
yeah,
it is an opportunity for expansion and inclusion.
You've got to start somewhere. Now, what I liked about what I read in your vision with this incubation hub is that you talk about providing a quality and effective education. So practically, do you see yourselves driving partnerships with corporates that will literally be waiting for your graduates at the end of the program?
The inclusion of corporates are so important and critical to our mission because they know exactly what they need in most cases, especially for the jobs that they are preparing for, the new opportunities of the future. So we have to work closely with them so we can deliver the kind of skill sets to them as and when needed. So in partnership with Nokia and others, we are now slowly starting to hone the right kind of skill sets required for the industry of the future.
Now, I understand that you have aspirations to take Forge Academy to greater heights. You talked about it being a start, but what are those greater heights? Where do you envisage this program going to? Are you going to be looking at the rest of the continent, for example?
Absolutely. So by 2050, I'm told that the youth population on the African continent would have doubled. So it is important for us to make sure that our youth are included in what's to come and that they are not excluded from the future digital economy. So we see ourselves spread across the entire Africa, the entire continent, because this is an opportunity for us to provide the training, bring our people into the discussion around 4IR, help them share in the benefits and the prosperity of this more equal society that we see once they are enabled.
We know that across the continent, there's what they call the demographic dividend. That is the privilege of having more youth than older people. But of course, practical education that we've just discussed is going to be key in getting more youth to work, being productive and so on. So how much of a game changer do you expect your program and others like it to be?
I see our program as an accelerator for many of these young kids that are coming through school, having these dreams and visions of where they'd like to be in the new economy. But what they are struggling with is to try and interpret that into a practical format where they can realize or actualize their dreams. So through providing these practical training labs throughout the continent, I can see us connecting people's dreams and the future much more easier than what most universities and others would do.
Yeah. So I understand that you call yourself a social entrepreneur. This is but one project that you're doing. You've done a number of others that are quite interesting. I like the concept of you setting up an outdoor gym for people who are basically less disadvantaged. Just tell us a little bit about that program.
So the outdoor gym program is really to ensure that people start talking to each other versus having to build muscle. So when we started out initially, we wanted to ensure that we could put these outdoor gyms into parks. Once they went out, people started coming and they started participating in the gym. Once they were in there, they were forced to look at each other. And by looking at each other, you're almost forced to strike a conversation. And through striking a conversation, we get to know each other. Mm. And we get to look after each other. And we start to develop empathy and understanding. And that was really the idea around having these outdoor gyms spread across the country. So, yes, that was a great start for us.
Excellent. Well, keep up that good work, the social entrepreneurship impacting others. Thank you so much, Arthur, for your time. That was Arthur Wade Anderson. He's the CEO at Forge Academy.